Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morning, Alice.
Morning. I wish I had a mushroom phase, you know, like...
You're still young.
Yeah, this is true. I just love the idea of somebody else saying of my practice, yeah, Alice is really going through a mushroom phase at the moment. And just keeping it real ambiguous, like, am I taking some shrooms? Am I interested in fungi? Or am I just, like, wearing a muted grey linen house palette?
Yeah, oh, 100%. Yeah, very much all of the above, I reckon. Although I don't think you'd ever catch Björk in a muted Greyland house palette.
This is true. I don't know whether you catch me in that muted palette either. You know, actually, when I last lived in Greyland, it was during the process in which houses around us were turning mushroom by the day.
Yeah.
And so now I have an aversion to that colour on a house. In a practice, I'm actually not fazed.
Fair enough. We're not alone in the studio talking about mushrooms. Actually, we're not here to talk about mushrooms. Who have we got in the studio,
Alice? You started it. We are joined by Josie and Costa, who are talking about what they said. This is Joe Lloyd's new work with the New Zealand Dance Company. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Yo, yo.
I love this, like, leaning into the mic kind of backup singer vibe. So both of you, obviously, everyone's going to know Josie and Costa's work. They're both esteemed practitioners in their own right. Dancers, choreographers, makers, writers. Huge fans of both of your work. Individually and also as a couple. I also just love that you are collaborators and lovers. I mean, look, what's not to love about that? Talk to us about Joe Lloyd's work, what they said. What is the crux of what they said?
Okay, so what they said, or we call them what they saids, are kind of, to explain the title, I guess, to start from there, are these little... there's little snippets or little quotes, essentially, that you've accumulated throughout your life, right? So this is a thing that Jo has been doing for a while, and she's got a whole bunch of them, like what they said, these little things of, I mean, as artists, I think we get a lot of things from our tutors, or maybe something happened as a kid or whatever, and you get these little moments that then kind of get subtracted out of their context and become something else for you. And she kind of wanted to start from there. And like it's been talked about as a play without words. I mean, and I think what I've been thinking about, like, you know, who is Jo and, like, just meeting her, like, she really, as an artist, is someone who this relationship between language and dance, which is often a hard thing to kind of articulate and find language around, she's really someone that is just, like, really articulate and really expressive and talk and being able to talk about dance and use language to kind of have that meaning and stuff there. So I would say that it's about those two things. It's definitely language and dance and kind of the crossfade and where those two things can be together and when they can't, and it kind of all falls apart, and what you end up left with is the body.
Ooh, essentially. Nice. We did a little ooh together. I think we've clearly moved away from choreographic practice or choreography being a singular entity at the front of the room, like teaching everyone the moves that then you will do 5, 6, 7, 8. Although I'm sure, undoubtedly, that, I mean, that does obviously happen in some dance companies. So, Costa, talk to me a little bit about that process of developing this work, being in the room. What is that process like working with Jo?
Jo's this hyper energetic, frenetic force where, like Josie said, she's really articulate about movement and her body and the somatic experience. But she just does it at such a speed that you feel like you're playing catch up as a dancer as well.
Wow.
And you're kind of just like following along, trying to do what she does, but then also interpret it in your own way. And she's also, because she's usually performing in her own work, really prioritizes the dancer's experience. So at the end of the day, you are trying to find your own journey and experience and your own maybe secret mission throughout the work.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I think that's a really interesting observation around prioritizing the dancer's experience, because you're like, it's dance, surely that's like a given, right? But I mean, is that not the case, or have there been experiences for either of you where there's been processes where something else has taken a more important role or has been prioritized over your experience?
Yeah, I think we've talked about how dance, in the past we've talked about how dance and choreography are different things. Like, you can choreograph a piece that has no, like,
moves.
Yeah, dance moves in it.
You know?
But choreographers who work as dancers as well or in their own works will prioritize that experience because they know how rich that is.
Or it's like, I think as well with this work, what I'm finding really interesting is that it's like it's in a theatre, and Jo's saying that like she really doesn't usually work in this context, so it's definitely playing to this like, this is a show and this is fabulous, and yes, it's got it's this front and it's image, but it's also really not like, and I think that's, yeah, that for me would be the two things you can be like, okay, I've got to go here, I'm doing this, but you can also like, it can get richer and richer, that experience, all the time, and you can really just, time kind of warps and you can be experiencing something else as you go through the work. And she said something recently which I really like, where she was like, what are you doing? You know, like, as, because it's like, well, we're doing so much, we're multitasking constantly as performers, but you also can be, to find that kind of clarity and that embodied presence, it's just a really great simple question, like, what am I doing? Yeah. And I think a lot of the time it's like, almost when you first perform, you come off stage and you're like, I don't remember anything, because and that's that magic that people remember, but then you get past that, where you're actually able, and especially people that are practicing improvisation, they can come off and actually go, yeah, I know what I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And to be present, because that's so interesting, isn't it? To be, you can actually perform and seem to be present and not be present at all. And that's not necessary. To be present isn't necessarily the quality that we're all aiming for. But to have someone else in a process, but outside of being in the dance or in the action, to ask that is probably, I imagine, sometimes might feel a little bit of hitting head, rubbing tummy, or vice versa. I was going to say, it's only on for 2 nights, which is, blows my brain how with dance, the seasons are really short. Obviously, it's a huge amount of pressure and on your bodies, but it opens this Friday and Saturday as part of Tempo Dance Festival. So there's all this other stuff happening at the same time. You both work, often do your own work, but you're working with NZ Dance Company. What is NZ Dance Company for those that don't know? Is they're a collective, they're a group? What's the vibe?
New Zealand Dance Company is a dance company that's been around for 10 years, I think. Started by Shona McCullough.
Who's now the artistic director of the Auckland Arts Festival.
Nice. Word.
And maybe they could, one identity that they have is kind of around maybe Chrissy and Carl, who have been there for years, Carl's in this work, but Chrissy isn't this time because she's pregnant. So this is Carl's swan song, maybe last work with the company.
Wow.
Which I thought it'd just be important to put out there.
I mean, they're both exceptional dancers, and that's really exciting as well. You have like personal milestones for practitioners. Look, this work, as I say, like, I don't think I've seen a work presented by the company for the last few years because of, that thing that happened.
The novel coronavirus.
It's exciting to see that the work's been mounted for new choreographic practice. And being mapped on dancers like yourselves who are also makers as well as dancers. It's on What They Said this Friday and Saturday, 7:30 at Q Theatre. You can get your tickets at qtheatre.co.nz. Also check out the Tempo Festival program, because the festival's running this week. There's other works. There are virtual works as well. I think there might even be talks and hui's and stuff like that. So that's definitely the vibe. Josie and Costa, I love you very much. Any last words before we sign off for this week?
Interesting that you were, having that little conversation at the beginning, but about mushrooms. because this work is really, it's really like almost psychedelic. Like, it really is, you know, it's not going to be what you expect, I think, and it's really cool. Playful and colourful, and there's really amazing collaboration with costume and sound design in this work that's really essential, and yeah.
I'm excited.
It's kind of wild.
This sounds pretty special. Josie Costa, thank you for coming and talking about what they said. Alice, thank you as always for helming the ship. We'll see you next week and we'll see you in the theatre.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.